Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Senior Area Director for BNI the Heartland. And with me today, I have live in Lincoln, Nebraska, Sarah Mullins, our Area Director here. Sarah, how are you today?
Doing very well, thank you.
Excellent. So you've heard me say this, Sarah's going to be on a couple more podcasts throughout the month with me, since we're trying to reach a goal of 40 to 50 in a year, to be specific. And what we're going to talk about today is the app, the BNI Connect app. It's been out for a while now, and I know there are some chapters that are very paper efficient. I never think we'll be paperless necessarily, but they're very paper efficient. And we still have some chapters that still use the SLIPS program to an extent, and that's okay. They're there. They'll always be available. And as far as I know, I guess I shouldn't say always, but as far as I know. But the reason that I wanted to do a podcast about the app with Sarah is she will openly tell you that she is not the most fond of technology all the time. One of my favorite stories she shared with me is she goes, Brandon, you know, sometimes when I get home, my phone and my laptop, they go on a table and I have me or family time, and that's how I roll. And I think that's good. In this day and age, we do need to find a way to disconnect ourselves to keep sane. My wife sometimes gets a little too in-depth on Twitter, and I'll have to take her phone away for a day or two just so she can calm down. So I think that's good. So for those listeners that are listening to this, I'm going to guess online and not necessarily on your phone, but I wanted you to get some insight from Sarah on the basic things she likes that the app does that she uses for. And then I have a couple things that I think are amazing with the app that simplify, make your life a little more simple. So, Sarah, why don't you dig into the two things that you primarily use the app for that you enjoy and you find a point?
Absolutely. And Brandon has it absolutely correct. Some of my happiest times are spent technology free. And so I will be the first to tell you that I'm not necessarily the most adept, nor am I the most active user. However, getting into the app, there are a few things that I completely love and that even me, who cannot use a lot of traditional technology, can easily operate. The first one, my absolute favorite thing about the app, is the ease of sharing business cards. So when you go into your app, you can either search within your own chapter under roster or search outside of that. And the second you click on somebody's information, there's that easy little kind of triangle symbol to just share it. You can share this not only to other BNI members, but also if I meet someone out on the street who says, hey, I need a new roof, or my neighbor is telling me, hey, hailstorm, need a new roof, I'd be like, hey, I know a guy. I can search either, you know, the roofer in my chapter or the best fit for them, and just send it straight to their email or phone. It is the easiest form of sharing, and it makes referrals a little bit more seamless. And as we all know, when your referrals are seamless, they tend to close, and the customer is happy, and the member who is conducting the referral is happy. And the more seamless you can make that process, the better it's going to be to pass business in the future. So that is my absolute number one favorite feature, is sharing information.
And one of our great holiday surprises we got at the end of 2017 was you can now search globally. So if you've used it before and you couldn't really get anything beyond your chapter and your roster, go back. You now can find, I don't know how many people know this, but since some of us area directors are not in chapters, we are in a chapter, but it is in Antarctica. Apparently, we have quite the large BNI chapters out there. So we were never able to necessarily be found outside of our region if we weren't their directors, and we definitely could not find members. But now we have the ability to do that. So if you searched before and it did not work, you should have that ability now.
Yep. And I am also speaking to you all as a previous member of BNI. I did not come in merely as a director. And so I've got a little bit of that member perspective, and I have been able, you know, for a while until I became full-time just director, to actually search within my roster. Mm-hmm. And it's just been so easy, so seamless, so beneficial.
All right. So then your second thing that you love about the app?
My runner-up is the ease of entering slips. I am a very traditional person. I still even write handwritten thank yous and or just a handwritten, you know, hey, hello, how's it going to my friends, because I love paper. I love holding books. But when it comes to writing referrals, those little papers, they can get lost. They can get crumpled. They can get kind of lost in the system. And sometimes they're a little bit harder to track. So what I love about the app is the ease of putting in your slips. You can still, if you still like the actual feeling of writing something out, you can still write those slips and just, you know, pop a line through them or however your leadership team decides to track online. But putting in one-to-ones, putting in thank you for closed business, which, by the way, when you track them online, it tracks it for you. So you have an automatic return on investment catalog there for you. You don't have to track it separately. But then also putting in those easy little referrals, it is, like I said just a few minutes ago, seamless, and it makes it easy, and it makes it something that you can do on the go, which is not always true of paper in this day and age.
Well, and I think, too, when you're standing in front of a referral, and I hate to say that I'm guilty of this, but I am. Oh, I'll get you their information over next time I get a chance, and then I'll get a text message a day later saying, hey, still looking there's for that information. Where it, with technology, it's cool because you'll see me pass that referral because I'm sitting in front of the person that needs the assistance, and the person that's getting the referral as a member will get an email right away to that, and you've just taken care of. And then, like Sarah said, you can then send the information via an e-card of that member to the person that you're passing the referral to also.
And on a chapter level, to bounce off of that, I can't count how many times I've been to a visit, I've been reviewing the chapter's traffic lights, and they look at the numbers and they go, I know we're doing more things than this. Mm-hmm. People stand up and talk about more things, but why is it not showing up? And most of the time, it's just because with paper, sometimes you forget. Sometimes if you don't have it on the go, like Brandon said, I was like, oh yeah, I'll do it. And then whoops, it doesn't get tracked. So when you have it on your phone and you can do it at a moment's notice, wherever you are, whenever the meeting or the referral or the thank you is taking place, it tracks it. When chapters start incorporating a little bit more encouragement for the app, I tend to see their numbers growing stronger consistently.
Yep. Okay, so those are the two main things that if you don't enjoy technology, take advantage of those two things. Passing on your members' information, which can only lead to tier two, tier three referrals when another person has that, and entering your slips. And unfortunately, we try to keep these podcasts short, so I'm not going to get on any soapbox about the benefits of having live, true data in your meeting. But hopefully that alone points out that it's very, very important for visitors, for yourself, for tracking the numbers. So I'm going to give you the other side of it. I love B&I Connect, and I know there are some members that may not share that passion and love for me, but I do understand that when you sign on your desktop, it's a big beast. There's a lot of things you can do with B&I Connect. But the two that I feel are very valuable that you can do in B&I Connect but may not happen, and the app has streamlined it to make it easy, is inviting and registering visitors. So I asked this question, would you rather do something face-to-face with somebody or pass six or seven emails back and forth? So Sarah, would you rather just have a conversation face-to-face, get it done, or spend a week's worth of emails going back and forth to figure out something?
Face-to-face for sure.
Excellent. So if I were to invite you to an event, would you appreciate me right in front of you, getting that information over to you, where it is, all that good stuff, and saying, wow, I'm excited to see you, or tell you about the event, and then 2 days later, you get an email from me, and it has the information in there, and you've kind of forgotten about it. Which works better for you?
I would go with the in-person, the communication. It's easier to remember, it sticks in my brain longer, and it's more impressive.
Perfect. So on the app, at the bottom, you'll see visitors, and one of them is invite a visitor. So if you have somebody that would be interested in your B&I chapter, you can say, great, all I need is your name, your company, your email, and I will get you an invite over where you can RSVP and actually register for your visit too. So yes, you're still sending them that email invite, but you're doing it live, which, like you said, it sticks in your brain better. It kind of resonates better. So inviting a visitor through the app is very, very simple. And I'll even say, if you have a stack of cards sitting at the office and you haven't talked to these people in a while, feel free to go through that and maybe invite a couple of them once a week, once a month, I mean, worst case scenario is one person says yes and they show up. Oh, no. Right? But then the other one on there is registering a visitor. So if you invite them and they RSVP, they do register themselves. But for me, as a director, a lot of the people I invite, usually I'm introduced to, and I like to give them the VIP BNI experience, if you will. And so I will get permission to register them because they'll receive an email saying you've registered and here's a reminder and everything. And once I have that permission, I'll go into the app and I can register that visitor right easy in front of them if I need to. And then they'll get an email giving the details. And then they'll also get a 3-day reminder and the day before reminder to attend the meeting. Now, once again, you can do this in BNI Connect, but it's very unlikely that you're going to open up your laptop, sign in. Oh, just give me one more minute here. It's booting up. Okay, great. And then, oh, shoot, I forgot where it is in Connect. Give me a minute. And then you get it and you register versus just simply on the app typing that visitor and or tapping the visitor and choosing what you want. So slips, sharing business cards, inviting visitors, registering visitors. If you've never opened the app or if you don't use it and you've downloaded it, practice doing those four things. Don't even worry about all the other stuff on there, although the dashboard is great to see on the live there. So, Sarah, any final thoughts, final sayings on the app here?
You know, quite honestly, if I can handle this, I know all of our members can handle this. And I even do have quite a few members who reach out to me saying, I'm not tech friendly. I don't know if I want to get started on this. And when we sit down together, realize that we have quite a lot in common on that side of life. It's something that we can work through together. And if you ever want to call a non-techie person to walk through this, I'm more than happy to take that call. But then just on a side note, if you're like Brandon or myself and you travel a lot, you don't always have the opportunity to sit down at a desktop or a laptop or to even sit down at a tabletop in general to write out those slips or to pass those cards. Yep. So this app really solves that issue. It keeps you, like he said, in real time, and it keeps things streamlined and simple for you. And that's what we're all going towards, is just to make things easier for ourselves.
We had a keynote at one of our conferences, and his big thing was all the successful businesses, what's the one thing they have in common? They make it easy to use their product or service. And I think this app has done a great job doing that. Also, just a side note, if you're the type of person that does not like push notifications, I know there's people out there, they don't like having the little bubble with numbers by their email or something on those lines. Turn on your push notifications for BNI app, though. What it does is it tells you the day before your meeting, hey, your meeting's tomorrow. Better get your slips entered. It's just a nice, friendly reminder to take 5-10 minutes, however much stuff you have, and put those and get that out there. So, well, just a reminder, these podcasts are for the members. So if you ever have a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Sarah, thank you for your time today.
And thank you.
And we look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.